In this lesson, we are talking about brief ceremonies that still feel sacred. Many wedding officiants will be asked to lead short ceremonies. The couple may say, "We only want 10 minutes," or "We want something simple," or "We do not want a sermon," or "This is a small family wedding, so please keep it brief." Sometimes the setting requires brevity. A hospital wedding may need to be short because of health concerns. A hospice wedding may require tenderness and simplicity. A military or deployment-related wedding may be urgent. A micro wedding may have only a few guests. A home wedding may not need a long message. A brief ceremony can be faithful, but brief must not mean thin. A short Christian wedding ceremony still needs covenant clarity. The officiant should not cut the ceremony down until only vague romance remains. Do not remove scripture, vows, prayer, and Christian meaning simply to make the ceremony faster. Instead, build a simple structure. Begin with a warm welcome, name the Christian meaning of marriage, read a brief scripture, give a concise covenant message, lead clear vows, exchange rings if available, pray, declare the marriage, offer a blessing. That can be done in a short time without losing sacredness. For example, a brief Christian framing might say, "We gather before God to witness Caleb and Marissa enter Christian marriage. Marriage is not merely a private promise or romantic celebration. It is a covenant union of one woman and one man before the Lord, shaped by faithfulness, love, forgiveness, service, and grace." That is not long, but it is clear. The couple's story can also be included briefly. Your journey has included friendship, prayer, laughter, and learning to trust God together. Today, that story is brought into the covenant promises of marriage. That line is personal, but not sentimental. It honors story without enthroning it. For chaplains, this skill is especially important. A chaplain wedding ceremony may be brief, but it must never be careless. In a hospital or hospice room, every word carries weight. There may be grief, illness, urgency, family emotion, and institutional policy concerns. The chaplain should speak slowly, tenderly, and clearly. A life coach, minister, or romance officiant may also help couples prepare for a brief ceremony by clarifying what matters most. But coaching must not turn the ceremony into private self-expression. It should help the couple choose words that are honest, sustainable, and covenant-centered. Ministry Sciences reminds us that people under stress need clarity. A short ceremony should not be cluttered. The officiant should avoid too many symbolic elements, too much humor, long stories, or complicated transitions. In brief ceremonies, every sentence must do good work. Christian philosophy also helps here. Do not reduce the ceremony to efficiency. A wedding is not merely a task to complete. Do not reduce it to emotion. It is not merely a romantic moment. Do not reduce it to law. It is not merely a license signing event. A Christian wedding is a many-sided covenant reality before God. The goal is not to make the ceremony long. The goal is to make it faithful. A brief ceremony can still feel sacred when the officiant is prepared, prayerful, clear, and centered on Christ. Small words can carry holy weight. A short ceremony can still say, "Your story is real, but not sovereign. Your vows are personal, but not private truth. Your marriage is received before God. Your love is called into covenant faithfulness." So when a couple asks for a brief ceremony, do not be afraid. Keep it simple, keep it reverent, keep it Christian, keep Christ at the center. Brief can still be beautiful.